This is Mindy Finn, Republican political strategist for NPR's Sunday Soapbox. This week, I want to talk about MacMentum, Senator John McCain's momentum in the presidential race. Strategic Vision recently released a poll of 1,200 likely Pennsylvania voters that shows Senator Hillary Clinton leading Senator Barack Obama 49-40. However, more striking is that Senator John McCain now leads both Democrats in Pennsylvania, Clinton 47-44 and Obama 49-39. Pennsylvania is a state that went blue in both of the last two presidential elections. It has a Democratic governor, and in 2006, one of its Senate seats and four congressional seats were taken from red to blue. So how does McCain lead in the state when pitted against either of the two Democratic contenders? It's a trend that's not unique to Pennsylvania, but has been apparent in recent national polls as well. Some pundits hypothesize that with the Democratic primary raging on, McCain would fade into the background, which would damage his candidacy. If you assume all press is good press, Clinton and Obama would benefit by a continued battle where every move they make is hyped, and in turn maintain their heightened profile. McCain, on the other hand, would vanish from the voters' hearts and minds. But that kind of thinking is based on an old media model, which assumes that whomever is most covered by the major TV news networks and their local affiliates and appears on the cover of the local newspaper will benefit. Let's challenge the old media presumption for a minute. According to a report by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, the Internet is living up to its potential as a major news source for news about the presidential campaign. Nearly a quarter of Americans say they regularly learn something about the campaign from the Internet, almost double the number in the 2004 presidential campaign. Further, Pew reports that the proportion of Americans who rely on traditional news sources for information about the campaign has remained static or declined slightly since the last presidential campaign. And compare that to the 2000 campaign, far fewer Americans now say they regularly learn about the campaign from local TV news, nightly network news, and daily newspapers. Let's couple those facts with a look at the nature of the candidate media coverage recently. While Hillary and Obama received far more traditional media coverage than John McCain this past week, as they have consistently for the past few months, McCain's coverage was focused on substance. For example, his response to General David Petraeus' report to Congress and on its consideration of potential vice presidential picks. On the other hand, Hillary was plagued by coverage about departed senior advisor Mark Penn, and Obama's coverage was dominated by his apparent elitist comments about small-town America. Bottom line, the Internet, more of a force in how voters get their news and shape their opinions today than in previous election years, empowers voters to search for and consume news on the topics and candidates who most interest them, regardless of who's getting covered most by network news and local newspapers. Via the Internet, voters can continue following a long tail of coverage on the topics that most interest them. Given those dynamics, and that recently the news about McCain has been more positive than for the Democratic candidates, one should not be surprised that McCain has seen a slight uptick in Pennsylvania and national polls. With all other large state primaries out of the way, Pennsylvania has had several weeks of focus on the presidential race. And at a time when voters are overwhelmingly calling for change in Washington, they would rather support a candidate who has experience with and is focusing on key issues like Iraq and the economy, that's John McCain, than two squabbling candidates. The squabbling reminds voters of what Washington has suffered from for long enough. As long as the squabbling continues and McCain is the sole commanding voice in the race, his lead in Pennsylvania and nationally will continue. I'm Mindy Finn in Washington, D.C.